Discers, how are you doing? This is Poe Jingles. I am at the Nemesis. I'm at Blue Valley Disc Golf Course in Overland Park, Kansas. The only disc golf course in Overland Park, Kansas. It is as windy gets. So I don't know how much I'm going to play. I just let two guys go in front of me just now. And they look like they're pretty decent players. But their shots got way off target, and we're only talking about a 290-foot shot. Oh my gosh, it's like 60 degrees, but the wind's so bad, it's a little bit chilly. It's kind of weird. So, anyway, I'm at 165th, and what is this street called? Benson? Benson, something like that? I never liked that show all that much, but it is what it is. I'll put this phone down so I can throw. So, here we go. Hole number one. All right, so the wind is so bad, it's borderline a joke. I've contemplated about just quitting. I'd say the wind's probably pretty sustained at 20 miles an hour, but it's kind of gusting up to 30, something like that. I had a, I'd say, 17-foot putt. It landed right below the basket, and then skipped off, and then flew about 12 or 14 feet into a pine tree, and then for my par shot, I putted, and it rolled across the street about 120 feet away. So I ended up getting a 6. So I'm contemplating whether or not I should actually put that into the UDisc app. I'm kind of contemplating just going ahead and doing it just for laughs. So I'm up to hole number 2. Hole number 2 is 210 feet away. I feel sorry because today is like the very last day of the Blown Glass Open in Emporia, and I think it's just as windy down there for those guys for the championship round, so they're having a tough draw, a tough Kansas day as well. I don't feel too bad because they're actually professional disc golfers, and I'm just Mr. Bull Jingles. So anyway, I'm up to hole number 2. I'm going to try and throw my buzz again. The wind's really knocking it down, so we'll see if I can get less than triple bogey. All right, here we go. All right, so I got my first bogey, single bogey of the day, which sounds so pathetic. Oh gosh, I got a threesome right behind me, so that'll be interesting. They look like they're cheering. Oh, maybe they just finished up on 18. Anyway, they have done one nice thing about the holes here. Is that they put a little bit of pellets and dirt or something around the base of each one of the holes. So they're kind of trying to dress up old Blue Valley. So that's nice. I wonder if they'll maybe pour some tee pads at some point. That would be kind of cool too. I did learn that this is not any kind of city park. This seems to be just done by, I don't know if you could call them the citizens of Blue Valley, but some sort of athletic club. I don't know who actually properly owns this. If this is part of the middle school, or if maybe this is just like a housing development owns part of this, or what. So, a little interesting factoids there. I'm going to try and get a par. Wish me luck. Here comes an ambulance. Ooh, that's not good. It's not good at all. Anyway, here I go. Number 3. All right. So, I got my first par. I actually would have had a birdie look if it would have been less windy, but I chickened out on the birdie shot. I mean, basically, once I had my putt for par on hole one, and it went, what was it, 40 or 50 yards the wrong way. That's not good. But you know what? I'm just going to blow up my scores on Blue Valley Disc Golf Course. I'm up to hole number 5. I vowed after hole number 3 that I wouldn't actually do anything more on the podcast until I could get a par. So I got one. So that's good. I did... Oh, if you're probably wondering where Treesbane is, I'll tell you. He is out mushroom hunting. He felt like it's more important to get some mushroom hunting in today than to play disc golf, and I respect that because morel season does not last very long. Huh. Hole number 5, the tee pad's actually got some rocks lining it with a little stop at the end. Wonder if that is some sort of future design that we're going to have. We actually have a defined endpoint to the tee pad. That's new. It's new. Way to go. getting into the 20th century. Blue Valley Disc Golf Course. I know it's the 21st. That was the joke. Anyway, here we go. Hole number five. It's a downhill shot. It's really an ace run, but I'm just hoping for par. So, wish me luck. Hey, two for two. Two pars, that is. Woohoo! Yeah, and of course, I should be getting birdies on. I'm getting pars or worse. So, anyway, still, I'm getting steps in. That's the important thing. Let's see. What else? I had a soccer game last night, so I'm really freaking sore. And the guy at Home Depot was trying to help me lift up a barbecue grill for my mother-in-law. And the guy freaking dropped it on my leg. So, I got a big old bruise on my right knee. So, that's fun. Hole number six is a downhill shot towards the woods. I won't have to worry about throwing that too far because the wind's knocking down all my drive. So I'm mostly going with my mid-range, which I did go up to a driver on my third throw, but this one's downhill and I'm worried about going to the woods beyond it. So hopefully I can get it there. Maybe I can even get a birdie and knock one of these bogeys off my list. So here we go. All right, so I'm up to hole number 10. Just quick recap. After hole six, I bogeyed hole seven because I hit a tree right on the drive, not very far away. But I was able to get a birdie on hole number eight, so that made me a little happy. Then I had a birdie look at hole number nine and missed the birdie. Then I missed the ensuing par putt. Basically, what happens is the wind is really strong. Actually, whenever you're on hole number nine, you're throwing up to the top of the hill, and then you get all the wind. Whereas hole number eight was down in the valley and it was pretty easy putting. So the wind does make a difference, that's for sure. I did break out my TL3 on my last drive. It's interesting because usually I should be throwing mid-range or putters on these drives, really. But they don't seem like they cut through the wind well enough. And so I've gone up a few notches to some drivers and seems to be helping somewhat. It's still hard to be accurate, but that's okay. That's okay. Still playing disc golf. Oh my gosh, I think I just felt a little bit of rain. That's not good. All right. Anyway, I'm up to hole. Oh, it's not rain. They're sprinkling the outfield for, what is this, Blue Valley Northwest or something like that? Blue Valley West, maybe? I think it's the Mustangs out here. So, anyway, good for them. Keep that center field green. All right. Hole number 10. Ace it. All right, so the hole 10 and then the tee pad for number 11 are soaking wet because I think they've left the sprinklers on too long. It's all starting to drain down onto the disc golf course and it's starting to erode away some of the gravel that they put up. And on hole number 11, they haven't put any kind of tee pad, so you're kind of going downhill. So I had to do a standing shot for off the tee pad, which is kind of frustrating. I was able to get par on 10 and 11, so that's nice. I'm up to hole number 12. Hole 12 is a little tricky, especially with this wind, because you're throwing into the woods, but you are throwing off of what appears to be something stolen from the softball field. I think it's the mat that they used to throw off, or maybe it's like a hitting mat, something like that. At any rate, hole number 12 is 184 feet into the woods. Everything's leafing out pretty good, so if you get into the woods too bad, it's going to be kind of hard to find your disc. I almost lost a disc on hole number 7, but was fortunate to find it. Hole number 7, as everybody knows, that is Treesbane's least favorite hole because it's where he lost the Star Destroyer. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, so take off your hat. Shed a tear for Star Destroyer. Take a moment of silence. All right, hole number 12. All right, so true confession. When I originally headed out the door, I was not planning on coming here. I was kind of on a coin flip between going out to Lawrence and doing a do-it-yourself disc golf course over in Corporate Woods, of all things. But whenever I decided not to go to Lawrence because it was too long of a drive. I was going to be on the other side of Lawrence is where I was going to go, but I didn't do it. But what was I going to say? When I got to Corporate Woods, I didn't think that the park was even worth doing a podcast about, because there was nothing interesting about it. It was just kind of a grassy field that they were trying to reseed, and so it would have been kind of muddy. So anyway, I got a par on hole number 12, so that's my back nine. I'm playing even par, so that's good. I just drove hole number 13. Got a respectable distance. I'm probably about 70 feet, I think, from the hole with the wind at my back, so I'm not going to really try to go for the birdie shot. I'm going to just try and throw it at the base of the hole so I can hopefully get a layup par. So that's, it's kind of sad how it's gotten to that level, but I mean, got to try and play in the wind conditions too. So I'll see what I can do. All right, so I just teed off on hole number 15. The 215, it's 230 feet. You start out from the woods and then you throw out into a field. For whatever reason, the wind just died down, which is, it would have been nice if I would have done that before I drove. anyway, got pars on, 13? And I got a par on 14. Actually, had a birdie look on 14, and I hit, just grazed the chain. Just kissed him just a little bit, which was frustrating, but I had the wind, like, blowing right in my face. It was probably about, I don't know, maybe 18-footer, something like that. So, I'm not going to hang my head. You can maybe mock me as you sit there drinking your cocoa or beer or whatever it is. But you weren't there, man. You weren't there when the wind came up. Sorry, that got a little weird. Anyway, now I'm looking for my disc. I'm on hole 15. I think I have a birdie-ish look. I kicked off way to the left of the hole. I'm going to look for my disc now, and I'll let you know how I did. All right. Alright, my streak of pars on the back nine came to an end on hole number 16. I didn't have too bad of a drive, but my second shot left a lot to be desired, and it floated on me. It's really difficult with this wind because you're either getting knocked down or it's floating far, far away. And I'm back on the hill, and so it's really windy. This is what makes me kind of jealous a little bit of playing a tournament, because the way I'm playing, obviously I'm playing the course, but if you're playing a tournament, you can watch everybody else make bad shots, and maybe you wouldn't feel so bad about your own shots. So, haven't had to actually ever be jealous of playing a tournament until just now. So, okay, here I am, hole number 17, 252 to the hole, and I got a feeling I'm going to do good on this one, so here we go. All right, you did believe in me. You did wish me luck. I thank you for that. I got a birdie. That's the first time I've ever gotten a birdie on hole number 17 here. So maybe good things are going to happen. I think I came within, I don't know, I landed it within 5 or 6 feet of the basket. So that was kind of nice. That made me feel a little bit better. A little worried about hole number 18, though, I got to admit. The wind is at my back. It's pushing it towards the street. So the disc is going to be fighting to go into the street really hard, so I'm going to kind of try and put a little bit of an Anheuser on it. Hole number 18, you can't really see the hole from where you're standing on the tee box. You see what looks like hole number 18, but that's actually hole number 1, so don't be fooled. Hole number 18 is a little bit closer to this pine tree right here. Let's see what the sign says. I think it says it is 230 feet. You're playing basically straight west. The wind is currently out of the north, it feels like. And let's see, what should I do here? I don't know. I guess I'm gonna throw my TL3. It seems like it's been the one that's been doing the best in the wind. So if I can keep it from drifting off into the street, I will be happy. So here we go, hole number 18 at Blue Valley Disc Golf Course. All right, just finished up hole number 18. I was able to par that, so that left me even on the back nine, which is, I guess, an accomplishment of some sort. I just looked up my course stats. I've only put 3 rounds into my UDisc app, and this is by far my worst round. I was nine strokes worse than my previous worst. So yeah, it's really rough place. I did get a couple of birdies, which that makes me happy. I was able to get in a round of golf, or disc golf, I mean. So that's good. It was a lot more enjoyable playing down below rather than on top. But, you know, like I said, you gotta play in some strange conditions sometimes, and that it is what it is. So anyway, thanks for listening. It's really nice of you. Yeah, if you shouts out to Disc and Jane and Trees Bane and Sweet Lady Jingles, and if Perfect Putter ever listens to this, which I hope she's older when she does, she'll probably get some more of the dick and fart jokes. Hey, just saying hey. And then your sister needs to come up with her own disc golf name at some point too. I'm not going to bestow one on her or anything. So anyway, it's been a lovely April day. Hopefully it'll be less windy tomorrow. We might try to squeeze in a round of disc golf in the morning. Treesbane said he was up for it. I have my doubts though. I bet he sleeps in. Anyway, keep banging those chains, guys. I'll yell at you later. Peace out. All that good stuff. Keep on rocking in the free world. Adios.
Oh, thank you.